Good Lord, a room full of Roman revelers looking remarkably like the people in the pub next door.
Roman wine was deadly stuff. When the party really got going, the slaves, who I'm calling puke collectors, had to run around clearing up. Other than that, it was pretty much like our Christmas lunch, right down to the party hats.
Fiona, what is that hat?
It's a Frisian cap.
Frisian cap? Do women wear them too?
Oh, yes.
And what do they signify?
They signify liberty. They're the cap given to slaves when they're freed. But at the Saturnalia, everybody wears them because it's the idea that this is the time where the poor and the rich and even the slaves will sit down with their masters. And everybody is equal for, let's say, about a week of the year.
So Eric doesn't have to be serving all night?
Well, this household, obviously, aren't playing the egalitarian game because not every Roman household does that at the Saturnalia. So he's having to stand up, he's still having to work.
Eric, this is an egalitarian household. You can sit down, mate. I'll do your job.
Thank you very much.
John, have you got one of those caps?
Sure.
Can you hold my...
There's a common belief that Romans had a room called a vomitarium where they used to throw up. Sadly for me, it's not quite true.
Hang on. Dave's chucked up. That's disgusting.
You're the slave, so you've got to clear up. He's not going to do it.
Of course I have to clear up. This is a worse job, isn't it? Do we actually know that slaves had to clear up the sicker passes?
We know this quite clearly from literary writers. Seneca's letters are particularly rich on sort of condemning the excess of drinking and eating, and also the excess of having your slaves do everything for you, even clearing up puke.
Puke collectors had to be prepared to do anything. To their masters, they were human tools who had to be invisible.
There are some things you can't do. You can't laugh at their jokes, you can't hiccup, you can't sneeze, you can't cough or they're going to beat you. And even in some households, such as the freedman Trimalchio's house, he goes for a pee, he washes his hands, and he might dry his hands on your hair.
Claire, you're not going to throw up as well, are you?
No, I hope not, because women who threw up were considered loose women, possibly adulterous.
You hold on to it then, mate. How many days a year did I have to do this?
It's a 365 day of the year job, because you're the slave, they don't have dinner without you, so you have to do it. At the Saturnalia or our Christmas, you might get extra food. Even the meanest master would give you extra wine, so you do get something.
This is quite foul, right? Just about mopped that up, don't you think? Yeah. But you get free food, which can't be too bad, and these boys are actually rather nice. But however bad this job might have been, at least it was indoors. During the festive season, some jobs were much worse. Actually, Claire, you do look a bit green.